Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Kim. I would like to know what kind of company this is.
I work for a third. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, I got charged for something, and I don't think I signed up for it. I know I didn't sign up for it because it would have never came off the card that you have.
Yes,
so what
ma'am.
Happened?
Let me see. Give me one moment. If I may have your zip code.
33351.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, Sunrise, Florida.
Okay. Oh, nothing pulled up. 33351.
Okay, well, this is called, wait a minute, let me see.
Wait, may I have your first?
Life.
I'm sorry.
Shonda.
Last name?
Ferguson.
Let me see. Can you verify your shipping or mailing address for me, please?
8249 Fairway Road, Sunrise, Florida.
Okay. So did you enter a sweepstakes for a chance to win an iPhone, an iPad, or a Dyson vacuum cleaner, et cetera?
I'm supposed to take a dollar off my card. So what is this $49.90
okay.
from?
So with that said, they automatically, in the terms and conditions stated, automatically enrolled you in a meal plan, a monthly meal plan. And that explains the $49.89 because that's how much the meal plan, and which is all it is just an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. And I can offer to bring the monthly rate to $20 to stay.
No, I don't want that.
Okay, give me one moment.
I'm sorry. Well, I was thinking about it, but I was like, girl,
yes, ma'am.
Why? I was like, I got sucker written all over my face. Nobody gives away nothing for free now.
Exactly. Or ever. I haven't known that ever. You know what I mean? Oh.
And what happened was I must have read down at the reviews, and the lady was like, oh, I'm so happy. I thought it was a gimmick, and I got my phone. And
oh, I've seen stuff like that. I'm like, oh, I think they're lying for these companies. I'm like, you lie? I just believe people just be lying just so you can buy into it.
But next thing I know, I get charged $50 for being stupid.
No, I wouldn't call yourself stupid.
I ain't going to tell my daughter. She's going to laugh at me.
She'll probably laugh with you. Let me see. Give me one moment.
She was like, do you have your glasses on? I was like, nope. I was just flicking and flicking.
Okay.
It's not even going through my bank card yet because I just called them to dispute it and they gave me it. So I think I caught it just in time, hopefully.
Yes, ma'am. Only thing I can do is just cancel because due to the terms and conditions, unfortunately, I'm unable to issue a refund. I do apologize for that. That's what I was seeing if I can, but I cannot. But I have a cancellation number for you.
Oh, I don't have a pen right now. I'm in the kitchen cooking.
Oh.
Boom, 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 boom. Hold on 1 minute. Let me get it because when I call back, I'm still going to dispute it if it goes through. I'm going to take my fat ass up these stairs.
Oh, my goodness.
Where are you from?
We're in California. We're located in California.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
All right. And let me put my glasses on. Get the right number. Go, girl.
All right. It's 920-421-077.
Okay. 920-421-077.
Yes, ma'am.
It's the cancellation number. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. No refund, but okay.
I canceled it, though.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. My pleasure. And thank you for calling customer support. Oh, you too. Stay safe out there. And thank you again for calling customer support. And you enjoy your day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.